Al Diamond readies himself for another long night. Al Diamond sits in his office in a clean, worn-out cushion atop his chair. The sky is a neon pink flame of a setting sun. Outside his window, the chipped white paint around the frame. It burns in the back of his eyes. Slow, rhythmic heartbeat echoes in his every nerve. Huge pulses in his veins. Drags a cigarette, seeking a calming stillness. He knows it's not enough. He reaches in his left pocket of his trench coat and pulls out a metallic disc that glimmers in a ray of dying light cast from stray trajectories unknown. It could be old bastard, he says to himself, gritting his teeth as he drifts into the fuzzy domain of nostalgia, momentarily recalling his time spent with Chuck, executing advanced data run maneuvers in some of the direst of these monster movies. Chuck used to make Al's job easier. Minor request in information acquisition, and old Chuck was down at the dock interfacing the D6 pumps, sometimes with wrenches and crowbars. After this quick shakedown, Chuck would be back in the office as if no time had passed at all, dropping Al Nugget's diamonds on the street. All that was back then, though, before the scrapyards were thrice as nasty a place as the red Al had once thought of his home. How quickly he'd welcome back the unfamiliarity with notions like headhunting zombie beast wielded by mad scientists, zombie clowns, killer robot battle suits, and nanoscale alien pathogen infections. His eyes dropping his cigarette on the wooden floor and stepping it out. He misses the days when the entire circuit wasn't one big cheat. Slowly he stands, every bone in his body feeling rickety as he proceeds to don his brown hat and face towards his door. He knows the night will come soon, and our old Diamond is saddled with the merciful task of to liken vampiric scum in the din and dirty dirges of the tunnels. Yes, those tunnels. He's looking for old man friend. The one who might actually be maybe the only one capable of gauging why the auto locks on the orbital stations are suddenly in place, bringing all traffic to and from the sky colonies to a blinding halt. Even more importantly, he may be the only person capable of hacking them, or at least helping Diamond do so himself. Rumor has it he was involved in that recent and messy Dark Star operation. There's also indications he may be working some Linusker job at an abandoned hangar up north. Impossible to gauge any validity of these rumors, as Bradley was once known for purposefully bi-locating and planting replicants in key areas as a tactic for confusing his opponents. This was a frequent occurrence. Bradley has many enemies, but does not know who they are. A diamond pocket is a full of silver bullets made from the lead of some heavy iron astral door. He acquired it in a mission that felt like it took place ages ago, but it was more like a year or two, so a standard revolver, and a tri-coiled tunable RGB gun he managed to buy off the street to complete his arsenal. He's already closing the door behind him before his thought process catches up with his action and he realizes that he stepped out into the black embrace of the evening, lost in a swirl of smoke and thought, somewhat fixated on the case at hand underneath it all. Cold chill raises the hairs on the back of his neck. This is how these sorts of jobs always started.